Darko Buteritz began his life in classical music as a cellist, but had his first chance to conduct an orchestra when he was 17. From then on, he knew he wanted a life on the podium.
It's a kind of a beautiful climb through the career ranks. And I have to say, like, starting from the bottom really has given me a lot of perspective and a lot of tools in order to build up and get to this position.
Buteritz's family moved from Belgrade to Seattle when he was 10. Buteritz was only in his mid-20s when he won his first international conducting competition, and he's led orchestras all over the world ever since. He has steered the Missoula Symphony Orchestra in Montana since 2007, and 5 years ago added the title of music director for the Tallahassee Symphony in Florida. He had his eye on the Asheville Symphony since coming to the area in the early 2000s to work with the Brevard Music Center.
You know, in looking to grow my career, you're looking at bigger orchestras. Asheville is a bigger orchestra than the current two positions I have. And I was very excited when it opened up. Of course, it's a very daunting task. Every time you have a position open up, there's a lot of candidates. It's very competitive. So now to be in the position to actually be music director is something absolutely thrilling to me.
Buteritz said he's intrigued by Asheville's commitment to performing masterworks by the titans of classical music, though he has a particular affinity for Prokofiev, Stravinsky, and other Russian composers. At least during this conversation, Buteritz didn't seem impassioned about presenting new music, but said when something new grabs his ears, he's hungry to learn more and bring it to one of his orchestras. In the end, he said he tries to learn what each particular city wants and needs from its orchestra.
I approach programming or ideas with, let's say, an intuition, kind of almost like a chef, you know, when they're making a great meal, they just feel it needs a little bit of this, needs a little bit of this. And that's kind of, there's a mood in the city that I feel and then I strive to connect to. In terms of Asheville, it's a unique community. People from all over the country with different backgrounds, very well educated. And I think standards in comparison to other orchestras might be higher. People are used to going to the Metropolitan Opera or New York Philharmonic and then coming to Asheville and going to the Asheville Symphony. So automatically the expectations are going to be different. What exactly they are, I look forward to finding out.
Michael Brubaker has played the horn for 20 years with the Asheville Symphony and was a member of the search committee for the new music director. He said there was near consensus among committee members about the selection of Buteritz from among the 6 finalists who auditioned this past season.
Darko's concert by far had a higher level of excitement amongst the players and, of course, as we discovered, with the audience as well. Right away, I recognized that he had a vocabulary of music that was far beyond what we were expecting or what we're used to. So many of the conductors have a style that we would need to have several concerts with before we completely understood what they wanted to get out of the music. With Darko, it was much faster and much more immediate.
The 2018-19 season will be Buteritz's last in Missoula, but that also means he will juggle 3 music directorships for the year before settling into an easier commute between Asheville and Tallahassee. Buteritz's wife and 2-year-old son will remain in Missoula until he can find a new home in the southeast.
I am a very outgoing, gregarious person with, let's say, a flair for the dramatic. I'm interested in energy. I'm interested in passion. I'm interested in connecting from the stage to the audience. I want everybody who listens to a concert to feel something. If somebody goes to a concert and feels indifferent, then I feel like that's a failure on my part.
Buteritz's first program in Asheville as music director is September 15th. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.